Hey everybody, welcome to my very first full episode of my podcast. This is actually the second time I'm recording this. The first time, I went to finish recording. I was at the very end and realized that it had just stopped recording and I didn't realize it. So I talked for like 4 or 5 minutes to myself, apparently. So, there's that. but I wanted to go over today, procrastination, why people procrastinate, if people can stop procrastinating, and ways to help yourself to not procrastinate. I personally am so, so bad about procrastinating. I am definitely a chronic procrastinator, and, there's a lot of stress involved, so I could definitely, you know, learn from this. And my apologies if you can hear my birds fighting in the background. Just try to ignore them. But my son's birthday is in March. My daughter's birthday is in September. So every year after, you know, each party, I go ahead and I set the date for the next birthday party, just to get that out of the way. And then about 2 or 3 months before the party, I go ahead and I order the cake, go ahead and order the cookies if that's what we're going to have, you know, just to get that stuff out of the way. They also always, well, not always, they typically have, you know, shirts that match their birthday party theme. Usually I order them from someone, but for my son's birthday this year, I wanted to make them myself. I make a lot of their stuff, and so I figured, what the heck, might as well, you know, make their birthday shirts. It was not a hard design at all. His birthday party theme was PJ Masks, so it was just the silhouette of Owlette and Catboy. Super easy. So I waited until the morning of his party to do it, because his party wasn't until 2 o'clock. So I was like, you know, I got up early. I was like, I have plenty of time. No problem. Bless you. So I went to my room and got my Cricut set up and all that jazz, only to find out that my Cricut blade was super duper dull. I had to cut the vinyl like 5 or 6 times, and it's still just, it was not good. So finally, got them cut, and then I went to use my Easy Press, only to find out that it was not heating up. It was not working properly. So I was already stressed because this took like way longer than it should have. But I was like, okay, it's frustrating, but whatever. I will just, you know, get my iron and I will iron them on. We moved our iron where the kids couldn't get it for obvious reasons. And then we couldn't find it. So stressing about that. You know, I still had to meet the person for the cake. I still had to go, you know, pick up the food and the drinks, a lot of things. And, sorry, my children are in here. And, so long story short, thankfully I managed to get a hold of my mother-in-law, who brought her iron, and, you know, I was able to get their shirts made. But because of everything that had happened, we ended up being late to his party, which is ridiculous. I mean, like, if you show up late to someone else's birthday party, it's like whatever, but if you show up late, you know, to your own party, to your son's party, whatever, it's like, get it together. But that was 100% my fault. I take full responsibility for that, and I learned from it, as far as parties go, you know. So let's go over why people procrastinate. People procrastinate for a number of reasons. It can be caused from stress, anxiety. They think they have more time than they actually do. I relate to all of those. If I know that I have a paper to do, especially if it's like a 6 to 8 page paper, which is just about in every class I take, the logical thing to do would be to go ahead and start working on it. Work on it a little bit at a time and just, where you're not rushing and stressing and just freaking out over it. But I'm not a logical person, so I'm horrible about waiting until the last minute to do it. I have a horrible habit of not just waiting until like 2 or 3 days to do it. I almost always wait until the day it is due before I even start working on it. I had a paper to do this past Monday. It wasn't too hard. It was a compare and contrast essay. It had to be 3 pages and all that jazz. Not hard at all. I did it on the short stories, The Lottery and The Rocking Horse Winner. Both those, they're good. English is my favorite subject and I love literature. Writing is my strong point, which I think is one reason why I'm so bad about waiting until the last minute. Like, I'm overconfident, I think. But, so I waited. The paper was due. Well, okay, I had to have the thesis and outline plus the 3 pages. It was due at 10:59 p.m. on Monday. And I started working on the paper at 4 or 5 p.m. the day it was due. And I didn't do the outline until probably about 2 or 3. Well, no, I don't know. I did it sometime that same day. So, yeah, don't do that. Don't be me. It's not worth the stress. So far, even with my papers, even with the longer papers, the 6 to 8 pages, I always wait to the last minute. I seem to work better under pressure. I'm not really sure why. But writing is my strong point anyway. And so I feel like that could be one of the main reasons why I wait. Because it's like I know I can do it, which is really a stupid way to look at it. And I highly suggest not doing that. So I haven't made below a high B on my papers thus far, but I'm sure as, I get into my higher level courses, that will quickly change. So I really need to get it together now, before I start, the harder courses and all that jazz. So, I'm really bad about thinking that I have more time, because deadlines, they sneak up on you fast, and, I was hanging out with one of my friends one day. I hadn't seen her in 2.5-3 years, and I was so excited to finally get to spend a few hours with her. She moved out of town, so, It was really exciting. I was happy. I was relaxed. I was stress-free. And then it, suddenly crossed my mind. Holy crap, I have a paper due. It was 6 to 8 pages due day after tomorrow. And I hadn't even, I think I'd like barely skimmed over, the topic and what all I had to write about and all that. So that kind of ruined the fun. I did still stay there a few more hours, which probably wasn't smart, but, like I said, I hadn't seen her in years, and I missed her like crazy, So that kind of took priority at that moment. I did finish my paper on time, and I think I made an A on that one. But again, I'm sure later on when I get up into like the harder courses and, you know, the instructors are more strict, I'm sure that's going to bite me in the butt. So another thing I wanted to go over, can procrastinators stop procrastinating? Last semester, I actually did a paper on procrastination, and during my research for my paper, I read that telling someone who procrastinates to just do it is the equivalent of telling someone with depression to just, you know, cheer up. So, my husband's actually done this to me because he knows how bad I am about procrastinating. He will tell me, you know, just do it. Just do it. Get it over with. It's okay. You know, just do it. And, obviously, if you've ever dealt with depression, you know that someone telling you, first of all, someone telling you to just cheer up when you have depression is really irritating. And it's just, it doesn't work, because if it were that simple, if you really could just cheer up, you wouldn't really have depression. So, I don't know. I thought it was interesting. So it's like, I literally can't help that I'm just this chronic procrastinator. Occasionally I will do things, early. Like if I have, I'm an online student. So if I see that I have, you know, exams or tests, whatever, you know, I'll go ahead and I'll get them out of the way. That way I can kind of focus on my papers, even though I know I'm probably going to wait until the last minute to do them. But at least I'm not rushing to complete multiple assignments, plus a paper in the same day. Ways that you can help yourself to not procrastinate. These are also things I learned while I was writing my paper on procrastination. I haven't really tried any of these, but I really, you okay? But I really need to, because it would probably help myself a lot. You can tell yourself that your deadline is earlier than it actually is. For example, if I have a paper due Friday, I can tell myself that it's actually due on Wednesday. You know, that way I'm not waiting until Friday to do it. Even though I will probably wait until Wednesday and cram it all in, which kind of defeats the purpose of, you know, taking my time. But, you know, that way you're not waiting until the last minute, to where you don't risk turning your assignment in late. You know, so far, I've turned in one late assignment, and honestly, that was it was my fault. But I looked at the assignment on one page, and it said it was due on Monday, and then I realized, I think it was that Sunday, that part one of said assignment was actually due on Friday, and that was the very first time I'd ever turned in a late assignment, and I felt horrible. But it was 100% my fault. Thankfully, she only counted off for it being late. Other than that, I made 100. Well, my overall grade was a 95 on the assignment, but I only lost those 5 points because I turned it in late. So, other than that, I made 100 on like the overall assignment. So that was good. You can reward yourself. When you complete your tasks, you can reward yourself at intervals or after all of it's finished. So, for example, this paper I had due this past Monday, I had to have a thesis and outline, and then the paper itself had to be 3 pages. So, if I were going to use the reward system to try to help myself to not procrastinate, I would either, you know, get my thesis and type it. Type my thesis. Okay. Thesis is done. So here's a reward. And then I would either complete the outline altogether and reward myself, or the outline had to have 3 points. So I could have done, instead of doing outline reward, I could have done point one reward, point two reward, and point three reward. And then, of course, move on to the paper. I could have rewarded myself after I completed the paper, or, you know, decided to do it like paragraph reward, or, okay, so here is point one finished in my paper, reward, point two finished, reward, things like that. In my research, when I did my paper on procrastination, I read this girl, what she did was she used poker chips as her reward, and when she got so many poker chips, she would get a bigger reward. So I think she did, like, for every 5 poker chips she got, you know, she got to buy, like, an outfit or something. Or, like, if there's something that you really want, like, if there's an outfit you want, if there's a new pair of shoes, concert tickets, whatever. It can be as big or as small as you would like. But only if you don't procrastinate. You know what I mean? So, so once she, you know, got so many poker chips, she got a bigger reward. So she started off small with the poker chips, and then for like 5 poker chips, she got something bigger, which is really smart and a really good idea. And I'm definitely gonna have to try that. Probably won't be today, maybe tomorrow. But just another thing is just, you know, do a little bit at a time. There are some assignments that can be stressful. They may not necessarily be hard, like the compare and contrast essay that I had to do. It wasn't hard at all. It was a very straightforward assignment. If you've ever read those 2 short stories, you know they're very easy to compare and contrast. The assignment, just, it was not difficult. I just didn't want to do it. So just do a little at a time, you know. If you have a paper like that, maybe just do your thesis and outline one day, and then point one of your paper one day, point two the next day, you know, things like that. You don't have to do it all, you know, at the same time. But it's stressful, and it can cause anxiety, and it's just not good. It's not a good thing. But yeah, procrastination is something I personally definitely need to work on. I love psychology. I get so excited about psychology. So I really don't know why I wait until the last minute to do these assignments. Like, if it's a reading assignment, I'll do it no problem. But if it's like a paper or something, even though it's, you know, interesting and I love it once I actually do it, it's just getting me there. You know what I mean? Like, getting me to start on it and just do it. And, especially those bigger assignments, the 6 to 8 pages, you know, you can do those over a course of, like, you know, a few days, a couple of weeks, whatever, you know. Obviously, if you wait until the last minute, to cram all that in there, you have a higher chance of making a lower grade, which, personally for me, I am really shooting to graduate at least, cum laude. My husband is super smart, and he graduated, summa cum laude, and, it's kind of like a competition. I really don't see myself graduating summa cum laude because I would have to, like, absolutely bust my tail. And to be perfectly honest, I'm just not feeling that. Obviously, grades are super important, and I am very, very happy that I've, you know, only made A's and B's so far. But again, you know, as the further I go, the harder it's gonna get. So, this one quote that I read, I can't remember for the life of me what the guy's name is who said it, but it was for psychology students. It was something along the lines of, "You don't study to get the grade. You study for the day that you are the only thing standing between a person in their grave." And that really, really stuck with me. I'm a huge mental health advocate. You know, I've been down this dark road, and depression just consumed me, and I'm still dealing with it today. Thankfully, it's not as bad as it was, but it is something that I still deal with daily. But honestly, I want to help people, and I want them to know that they're not alone. And that's, you know, one reason I decided to go into this field, is so I can feel like I'm making a difference, and I can be there and possibly save someone's life. And just, you know, I feel like this is my calling. So, but yeah. So, I hope you enjoyed this episode of procrastination. My house just shook. I don't know what that was. But, anyway, yeah. So, I think I'm gonna try to do another episode in the next few days and maybe talk about my personal story with depression and how, you know, again, I'm still dealing with it daily, but I am much better than I was. And so I want to kind of give my story and what helped me and who helped me and ways that you can help yourself or ways that you can help a loved one or even a stranger who you know who may be going through depression. You know, depression is so much more than just feeling sad, and it's really important for people to know the signs and, you know, to get help as soon as possible. So I hope all of you are having a fantastic Wednesday, and I will talk to you guys later. Bye.